Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is glad that you're joining me on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. for another Power Friday. Many thanks to Gregory Staff for providing the theme song. No one else. And I'm going to tell you what we're going to be covering today. It's going to be about primarily about physical health. Health Matters is our focus today. Health Matters, as a number of you know, we have been talking Health Matters since the beginning. Yes, that's right, since the beginning. I've been fortunate to have been hosting, speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. for over 10 years now. I started in 2005 at a great radio station in Aiken, South Carolina. And I had put together, as I mentioned before, a write-up. I had put together a profile. I wrote up the profile for how I wanted my program to go. And I had put together several features that I wanted to make up the program. So business matters was one of them. Educational matters was one of them. Motivational moments was one of them. Health matters was one of them. There were just a number of features that I wanted to make part of this program. And that's part of the reason that so often you hear me say that I rarely refer to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. as a talk show. And it's partly because it's not just a show. It's because it really is a program with a positive purpose. And that positive purpose is to help us become better. If I could just sum it up, the positive purpose of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. is to help us become better. That was the program's primary mission from the very beginning. So under that primary mission of helping us become better, I have two primary goals, one of which is to encourage the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony, and the second of which is to build us as individuals, family, and community. And again, I address community on the local, state, national, and international levels. And so up under those two primary goals, encouraging the celebration of diversity, building us up, both of those fall under that overarching purpose of helping us become better. And within that, I put together a number of features of the program. And again, one of which we'll be looking into today, Health Matters. And of course, since all of that was significant to me as a programmer, innovator of programs, way back then, all of that is still significant to me now. And so I continue to do this. And that's why, even though you may not always hear me use the phrase Health Matters, I'm still covering Health Matters. Although you may not always hear me say the phrase Business Matters, I'm frequently covering Business Matters. Same thing with education. You may not always hear me use the phrase Educational Matters, but you hear me continually discussing Educational Matters. And so, like I said, I put that program together when I was at my previous station in 2005 and put it in writing. I actually had it going when I was there in 2005. Put it in writing. I think it must have been around 2006 or so. I mean, literally typed up the program as I had been doing it and was planning to continue hosting it. And so the formula was one that I really believed was effective. I thought it was something that was relevant to how we live. And so I continue that formula to this day. So this Power Friday, our focus will be Health Matters. And we're going to focus first on the back. And I want you to have your thinking caps on, because I'm going to be testing you throughout our discussion of the back. I'm going to ask you, if a certain type of exercise is good for the back, bad for the back. What do you do for your back? And then later, we're going to get back into a discussion of our children and sports. And we're going to be borrowing some more principles from the book that is entitled Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, written by Dr. Robert Weil and our awesome guest who was with me just a few weeks ago, Sharkey Zartman, athlete extraordinaire. And when I say athlete extraordinaire, I mean this lady was a great volleyball player, just outstanding. And we're going to take a look at specifically our children and fuel. Y'all know sometimes we talk about the calories. That's the word I want. The calories that we put into our bodies, the nutrients we put into our bodies. Well, I'm going to be asking you to look into something with me. And one of the questions I want you to be thinking about even now, before we really get into the discussion, is this. When it comes to supplements, now remember now, we're talking about our kids, and think about the various ages at which our kids, our children, participate in sports. Is there a place for supplements when it comes to fueling our children, our child athletes? Is there a place for supplements? Well, that's one of the things we're going to be looking into. So I want you to be with me now. We're going to be taking a look at Health Matters, and we're going to take a look later on at how we can help our children become better athletes, what we can do to help them be, in fact, maybe even their optimal, be at their optimum level of performance as athletes, even as young children. Now, remember now, I didn't say at someone else's optimum level of performance. No, their optimum level of performance. Each child's own optimum level of performance. What can the parents do to help them get there? We'll talk about it. All right. But for now, the back. Do any of you experience lower back pain? Yeah. That's something that we got to watch out for. You know, posture is important and all of that. But I want you to be with me now. Be thinking through this with me as I quiz us, not just you, but me too, on what we can do to help our backs be in better shape. So one of the things that we can do, it's important for us to keep in mind the importance of, exercising. Yeah, there are certain exercises that we can do to help the back. I already mentioned posture. We do need good posture. All right, now, you'd be surprised at how important it is that we sit up properly. Yeah, that we sit properly when we're sitting, not slouched over, not slumped over, but sitting with good posture. Now, what I'm going to describe to you now may be difficult to see, but I want you to try to see it. Man, I tell you, I need someone to be there with you demonstrating this probably, but I'm going to tell you what a lady had me do some years ago, and I discovered, I tell you this, it had me saying, wow. And not only me, but other people who were sitting around us watching it. I was sitting with a group of people, and we were just chatting, and she began to talk about some health issues, and she got onto this discussion of posture while sitting. And she looked at me and she said, now notice how you're sitting right now. I thought I was sitting up fairly straight, to be honest. But as it turns out, I wasn't sitting up straight. I just thought I was. And so she said, okay, now I want you to do this. I want you to take a deep breath. And as you take that deep breath, she said, allow your body to just inflate itself. And she showed me, she demonstrated what she wanted me to do. She deliberately went into a bad posture and then did what she wanted me to do. She just inhaled deeply, but as she inhaled from her diaphragm, she allowed her lungs filling with air to move her body into an upright position. She didn't force her back straight. You know how sometimes we'll do that. I started to do that. She said, no, don't do that. She said, go back into the position you were sitting in. So I went back into the position I was sitting in. She said, now just breathe in deeply and let the intake of air move your body into an upright position. Ladies and gentlemen, I kid you not, just inhaling deeply from my diaphragm, pulling that air in, as I pulled the air in, that movement moved my body into an upright position. And here's the thing. I noticed that when I allowed my body to be moved into an upright position by simply deeply inhaling and letting the inhalation, the filling of my lungs and the filling of my diaphragm with air, I allowed that to move me into an upright position. It worked much more effectively than not inhaling and just pushing my back into the back of the chair. Gaps between the small of my back and the seat of the chair, the back of the chair, that gap was filled in when I just inflated my lungs with air. My shoulders moved back into alignment in a way that I could not do it when I just pushed my back flush with the chair. You're sitting, and I'm telling you, I did not even notice that I was sitting slouched until she pointed it out to me. And I wasn't sold on the idea that I was sitting in a slouched position until I did what she told me to do and inhaled and let the movement of air filling my lungs and diaphragm move my body into a more upright position. Now, I had the benefit of seeing her do it. And that's why I said earlier, it may be difficult for you to really imagine what I'm describing verbally because you're not seeing it. But if you can just kind of imagine some type of doll that can be inflated, some kind of snowman that can be inflated as you're pumping it up. And just kind of imagine as the air is going into that item, whatever it is, that object, that snowman, that doll, whatever it is. And as the air goes in, the air moves all the parts of that doll into proper alignment, into proper position. Imagine your body doing the same thing when you're filling your lungs and diaphragm with air. And try it. Try it right where you're sitting. You can do this while you're driving. You can do it while you're sitting at your desk at home, sitting at your desk at the office, while you're sitting on the sofa or the chair watching TV. Don't try to straighten up at all. Just remain in whatever position you're in. And then take that deep breath. And I mean, take a fairly slow, deep breath and just pay attention to what your body does. Okay. That's something that we can do to help us be about the business of sitting with good posture, a proper alignment. All right. When we come back, though, let's talk about some exercises that we can do that can have an impact on the back. Back in just a few.
so much hate.